I'm Dan McKenzie. I'm now retired, but I was Professor of Earth Sciences at Cambridge for a long time. I am best known for a paper that I wrote when I was just in my first year of a postdoc, and I was 25. I got my PhD in the autumn of 1966, and while I was waiting to be examined, I went to a conference in New York, which claimed to be on the history of the Earth's crust. It wasn't really on the history of the Earth's crust. It was the beginnings of, it was the first conference where we had really good data which showed that the seafloor spreading was happening and that the continents drifted. And the data was completely convincing, both from magnetics and from seismology. So I thought, right, I should stop doing what I'd done for my PhD, which was looking at the fluid dynamics, really, of mantle convection, which was very speculative at that time. And I should instead get involved in this new subject which was starting off, which was worrying about how continents and seafloor actually was formed and how the continents moved around. So I did all the work actually on a paper while I was waiting for my examiners to read my PhD, and that became a paper which was concerned with the thermal structure of ridges, because they're produced by the separation of plates and the hot material upwells and then gradually it cools, and that then causes the heat flow to decrease, and also the thickness of the ocean depth increases as the plate ages, because they just contract. So I did that, and then I was interested, I thought that I should read all of Harry Hess's papers, who had originated this, and I spent the summer really doing that in the library at Scripps. I remembered that Teddy Bullard had done the reconstructions around the Atlantic using something which is called Euler's theorem, which is that the you can prove, which Euler did in the 18th century, that any motions of spherical caps on a sphere is a rotation about some axis through the centre of the sphere. And Teddy had used this just simply as a method of making the reconstructions. And I hadn't quite liked the criteria he used for the fitting. So I was rereading his paper on this, and suddenly it struck me that this was the right way to describe essentially all the surface motions that we were looking at from the magnetic anomalies and the earthquakes. And so I put together with Bob Parker a paper which was really quite short, saying essentially that and showing that this indeed described the motions all around the North Pacific. And we sent this paper off to Nature, and we went down to La Jolla to the post office on Saturday to send it off. And the post office was closed, so we went to the supermarket and got 25-cent pieces and fed them into the stamp machine. But it took quite a lot of stamps to send a thing to Nature. So the whole of the front of the envelope was covered with stamps. And the wife of one of my friends, Herbert Huppert, Felicia Huppert, met us when we were doing this. And she has this vivid memory of us doing this now and sending this paper off. And we sent off in November. And then I put all my belongings into my old car and drove from there to the East Coast. And that was actually the last I heard of that paper, because normally you get referees reports and you get proofs and all the rest of it. None of all that happened. They just published it straight away.
Was it reviewed at all?
I have no idea. Yeah. Not a clue. I never got any reviews. I never got any proofs, right? And it appeared on the 30th of December. It said just got a 1967 date. When I got to the East Coast, I discovered that Jason Morgan had actually talked about plate tectonics at a session at the Spring AGU, and I was actually in the session until just before he talked. And his abstract was about a completely different subject, which he'd published and which I disagreed with. Right. And so I thought, there's no point in my staying, so I left. And you know, Hank Frankel wants to know where I went to. I have not the slightest idea after 40 years at a meeting. You know, I'd have difficulty, you know, even knowing what I'd done here yesterday, never mind about 40 years ago. But once I discovered that, I then sent a telegram, actually, to John Maddox, who was the editor of Nature, saying, please, would he hold this paper until Jason Morgan's paper appeared in Journal of Geophysical Research, because I knew he'd submitted his paper to that journal, because Bill Menard at Scripps had actually got it to review. And Bill Menard had been talking to me all summer about this. And so he was actually quite critical of Jason's paper, which held it up, which was not really fair. But by that time, I mean, the letter is now part of both my thing to John Maddox and his reply are now part of the archive here. And I was looking at the date of his reply, which was the 29th of December. And his reply was that it's now too late to do anything. So it came about. And the paper really what it did was to put the whole of what we then knew into a quite rigorous framework of how to think about essentially plate motions. And the key thing was that both Jason and I did was to say, let's not worry about what maintains the motions. There are certain rules, right? If the plates are rigid, right, then there are a certain set of rules about how they have to move, right? They're made on ridges, they move sideways, and they're destroyed in trenches. And that this is just simply what we call kinematics. It's got no theory, not concerned with the dynamics, the forces which maintain them, but just simply the rigid motions on the surface. And we got it right. And that whole approach has not changed in the 50 years that's happened since then.